everybody, this is The Simpsons Show. I am Robbie with my co-host Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how's it going?
I'm doing well and glad I'm not a clown, because it looks like life sucks as a clown. Also, they're terrifying.
I'm ambivalent towards clowns, I guess. we are brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. Support us by going to patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. For only $2 a month, you gain access to all of our bonus content, including monthly bonus episodes, new episode reviews, weekly bad drawings, weekly written article by me, just tons of stuff. Please, if you want to support the show and want some extra stuff thrown along inside with it, I really appreciate every single person who donates. We have someone to thank, Matthew.
We do, yay!
Yay. Ryan Kelly, thank you very much, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Ryan, you rock.
Also, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play Music and subscribe or give us a 5-star review. Helps us out. Gets us more listeners. We appreciate it. This week's episode, as Matt has already mentioned, Clowns, it is Homie the Clown. Episode 2F12, originally aired February 12th, 1995. Written by John Swartzwelder. Directed by David Silverman. Finished 59th in the ratings. Tied with Behind Closed Doors 2. Nielsen rating is 7.9, fifth highest rating on Fox.
Wait. What in God's name was that?
Behind closed doors. Do you think I'm just an encyclopedia?
You looked it up.
I looked up the rating information. I did not look up this what Behind Closed Doors 2 is, and I don't know what it is. And if you look it up on the internet, you get a lot of different things. So I don't know. The thing that is most recent is not an actual, is not the thing that was on Fox. So I don't know, Matt, and whatever. It was on Fox. It wasn't on Fox. I don't think that was a Fox thing. I think that was just in general. The Simpsons was the fifth highest rated show on Fox that week.
Good.
Not doing great. The chalkboard gag is, next time it could be me on this scaffolding. That's kind of terrifying.
Bart, what did you do?
What did Bart do? The couch gag is the couch builds itself on top of the family. It is a repeat of one we saw earlier in the year. It's still okay. It's all right. Episode guest stars Dick Cavett as himself, Johnny Unitas as himself, and Joe Montana as Fat Tony. Both Johnny Unitas has a very small part. Dick Cavett, very self-depreciative role.
Deprecating?
I don't know the proper way to conjugate that. Joe Montana does a great job as Fat Tony, as always. The title of the episode, before we even get started, is a reference to the In Living Color character, Damon Wayans. Homie the clown, I suppose. Episode begins with the kids watching Krusty, as they do, and he performs, what's the title? I know he names it later, Matt. What do you remember we call that, the loop-de-loop, and you swallow the bicycle?
What does he call it? The around the something fantastic trip.
Yeah, exactly. That thing. And it happened. There are multiple callbacks to the same trick throughout the episode. But the crowds, Krusty pulls it off, performs it flawlessly, riding a tiny little bicycle up around a loop to loop, and then swallows it. And then when he opens his mouth, the bicycle's like bell goes off.
Bell. Little ring, 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 ring.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That's a bell, right? What do you call that on a bicycle?
A bicycle bell. It's just bicycle a special
or a
bell,
ringer,
essentially.
Or a ringer? Is there a horn or a gling, gling, gling?
Sure.
Gling, gling. Matt, come on, help me. What's the real word? It's not the real word for it. I'm making that up. You can't just agree with me. What's the actual name for it?
I don't think there is an actual name, a special name for it. It's just a bell. Bicycle bell.
There has to be a name. I'm missing something. I feel like an idiot.
All right. Good for you.
Not everything says bike bell too. Okay, maybe it is a bike bell. It just sounds wrong. It sounds wrong. Okay.
You'd think the British would have come up with some weird name for it, right?
I don't know. It seems like there'd be something else than just bell.
The French.
As Krusty immediately, as soon as the cameras are off of him, he immediately drops the facade of being a funny person and immediately starts telling all his assistants to spend a lot of his money.
Put $5,000 on the Lakers. Hire Kenny G to play for me in the elevator. My house is dirty. Buy me a clean one.
Krusty, is your accountant? I must warn you.
Did you send those 1,000 roses to B. Arthur's grave?
Yes, but she's still...
I don't want to hear the end of any sentences.
George Carlin on 3.
Yeah. Lawsuit, oh, come on. My 7 words you can't say on TV bit was entirely different from your 7 words you can't say on TV bit. So I'm a thief, am I? Well, excuse me! Give him 10 grand.
Steve Martin on 4.
10 grand.
Christy's a reckless spender, to put it lightly. We see him lighting a cigar with, what is it, a $100 bill?
Yes, I believe it's a $100 bill.
And then...
Yes, because that's the largest bill they make anymore.
Well, I mean, there is an episode of The Simpsons. There's a $1 trillion bill in it, Matt, so I don't...
Sorry, true. That's true. But in the real world, since this episode is not focusing on the bill itself, I believe a $100 bill is the largest denomination in circulation.
We also see him burning an Action Comics number one to light a cigar as well. I wouldn't advise that. That's
No.
It's a valuable comic book. Very rare at this point. His accountant is trying to advise him to stop spending all the money, and we get a long list of Krusty's merchandise.
You've got to stop blowing your money like this, Krusty.
No can do.
And those ridiculous bets you make. Gambling is the finest thing a person can do if he's good at it. But you haven't won anything in months.
So I'll just make some more money. Crank out some cheesy merchandise.
But you've already merchandised everything. Krusty's Monopoly game, the Krusty crowd control barrier. Nothing is selling anymore. Not even your new Lady Krusty line.
But our infomercials are running 24 hours a day.
So, what do you think of the Lady Krusty mustache removal system now, Angela?
It's Krusty-rific, Johnny Unitas. But is my upper lip supposed to bleed like this?
Probably.
At this rate, you'll be broke in a month. The only thing left to do is to open a clown college and train some regional Krustys.
You mean like that bozo, Bonko the Clown?
Exactly.
Forget it. I'll just cut back on the Condor egg omelets. A couple of those would be tasty right now.
I'll found the college tomorrow.
Condor egg omelets. Some quality Lady Krusty line.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Unitas, it's a haircut you can set your watch to.
That is true. That's true. He would know about depilatory devices.
Of course. Homer, we cut to Homer driving, and he's excited because it is time for new billboards. Is this a thing? Where did they make this up, Matt?
I don't know. I mean, as far as I know, most billboards are done month to month.
It was the other way. I thought billboards have like 20-year leases. That's what I saw on an episode of Dirty Jobs.
It depends on the billboard. For example, you can put a long-term message up, but most are done on a monthly basis.
You work on some of them fancy ones, don't you?
Indeed, I do.
Yep. Homer is excited, and so he stops in the middle of a busy highway multiple times to look at the new billboards. They include English muffins, a barbecue sauce, which was Best of the West barbecue sauce, I believe.
Hey, that rhymes.
Yep, it does. And then finally, the billboard for Krusty's Clown College, which Homer is all aboard for all the other ones. He is not down with the Clown College billboard, apparently. But it starts subtly invading Homer's thoughts, and he starts hallucinating, basically.
Homer is very susceptible to advertising, we've seen before.
Well, we see it like right away because he has literally a pile of everything, I guess, that he saw on that day on billboards, including a giant container of just MSG.
Yeah, I don't know where he would have gotten that. Except maybe a billboard saying MSG is dangerous for you because it was the 90s and they thought that kind of crap back then.
You could have gone to like an Asian grocer. They have, you can get MSG like that.
That's true. Giant 55-gallon drums. Just a little bit on anything.
I'm not against it. But I didn't pull a bunch of clips because imagine that the episode about clowning is a lot of physical humor in it and visual gags that you can't necessarily like sum up in audio form.
But we're gonna try.
Well, Homer sees people on fire at the plant and he imagines them people are clowns and they're clowning around. Cut to him at dinner with the family, and he is, it's a Close Encounters of the Third Kind reference, he is shaping his mashed potatoes into a circus tent, as opposed to the Devil's Tower, which is in Close Encounters. Marge is a little concerned.
Marge?
Yes, homie?
That's it! You people have stood in my way long enough! I'm going to Clown College!
I don't think any of us expected him to say that.
It's,
well, I mean, Homer, you never really know.
I know, but it would not be the first. If my father just randomly went, I'm going to clown college at dinner time, I would have gone, oh, that's a little strange. I guess the family's skeptical at first. And Homer lords over them that they met Chachi. Yes. Bart doesn't know.
Who's Chachi again?
Chachi is the handsome dude. What's his name? He's like a crazy person now.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
He's one of those conspiracy crazies.
Gotcha.
I don't know. He does a name. Happy Days.
Sure, if you say so.
He was in. You never watched Happy Days, man?
Never watched Happy Days.
It was a good show. It was good. Fonz. Henry Winkler. Ron Howard.
Sure.
Tom Boswell.
If you say so, yes, I believe Homer even references Tom Boswell at one point.
No, that's true. They mention him, yes, because he's the father in Happy Days. We cut to Homer attending Clown College. It's a fun montage, basically. We get Homer's pants. Everyone else's pants fit. Why? Because they're clown pants. They're supposed to be loose on you. You know, they're supposed to be funny. Homer's pants fit perfectly. It's the best pair of pants he's ever had.
To be fair, Krusty's look like they fit pretty well, too.
There's a little bit of room in Krusty's. There's no room in Homer. They are like a well-fitting pair of pants, as opposed to everyone else's who have like suspenders, and there's like a good solid 6-inch gap all the way around. We get a lesson in funny place names. Cucamonga and Keokuk.
Cucamonga.
It's a real place. All those are real places.
Seattle
is a real place as well. There's a comedy theory class where we see Krusty apparently kill the wealthy dowager. Like
Homer interpreted as her being killed, but you know, Krusty, she may have just fallen over.
No, Krusty hits her with a pie so hard she gets embedded in the wall.
Well, you know, it could be a stunt wall.
Older lady. That's not good. Don't hurt.
Okay, fair enough.
Poor older lady. But in during all this, Homer is consistently trying the loop-de-loop trick, the fantastique, whatever it is, and consistently failing in multiple ways. One time he manages to pull his pants off. Not great.
Yeah, apparently was not wearing underwear or pulled his underwear off as well.
It's like I'm not even going to try and hazard a guess. We finally see them all in their clown makeup, and Homer looks nearly identical to Krusty, aside from the
his nose is not as round because it's his real nose, and the little tuft of hair on top.
There's no tuft of hair on top, but there's a whole bit about this episode is the fact that like it's early on in the show, like the idea was they're gonna eventually reveal that Homer was Krusty, like that was gonna be a episode, and this whole episode is kind of a play on that, but they do look very close. Although they, for this episode, knowing that they kind of altered Krusty's character model just a little bit, just to distinguish him a little bit. They like, if you look at his like the 5 o'clock shadow, it's a little different. I think they did something to his eyes as well, just a tad. It's not a bun. It's not like a big thing, but it's just a little bit, so you can, if you look closely, you can tell them apart aside from the obvious tuft of hair at the top of the nose. Like their base character model, not just, you know, they're distinguishing. We get graduation at the Clown College. Everyone's very happy with their sheepskin diplomas. And Krusty goes to shake everyone's hand, and he has a shock buzzer in his hand. And Homer thinks he gets one over on him, and so he avoids the handshake only to run away. Krusty chases him down, tackles him, and then forcibly shocks him multiple times.
Right to the face. Bzz, 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 right to the face.
Well, I would feel bad, except those little things don't really do much.
They're just a tingle.
It's more like vibration than on anything. It's not really even like shocking.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have ones that actually do deliver like shock.
I don't think they do, because you have to have a pretty hefty capacitor to be really even able to do more than just a tingle. So maybe, but it'd have to be kind of big, and you have to have like the electrodes could be on your hand, but you'd have to have it going up to your arm for where the battery and the capacitor would sit. And you definitely couldn't do it that quickly. You'd have to you have to hit it once and then wait for the capacitor to recharge. So,
Matt, it scares me because I was not expecting a real answer from that. And but you but then you gave me like basically blueprints. Like, here, I have thought this through. I know how. If
not really, that's just an off the cuff. If I were to build it, you know, you'd probably get a good lithium ion battery,
Let's move on before we get in any kind of attention from the authorities.
Plus, it'd be better if you had one on each hand. That way, you could, you know. Anyway,
yeah, move on. That's what. Any more incriminating evidence you want to be recorded no, talking good, about thanks. In the later yep. in the future? U.S. versus Matt Hamm in electrocution, something or other. No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good. That's a good answer. And that is how we go to commercial with Krusty maliciously shocking Homer.
And when we come back, we see Homer in his first job that we see as Krusty. He's opening a Krusty burger. He is debuting their new sandwich, the burger with ketchup, because that's special. He is supposed to be parachuting in, but his parachute does not open, and he luckily lands in the pile of giant fake burgers, which I guess broke his fall somewhat because he doesn't die.
Yeah, like that. How, regardless of how high he was jumping from, and landing on concrete with no parachute, maybe he was just, maybe like the parachute was attached up until like maybe like 30 feet, and then he fell.
Hopefully, because I didn't even see him wearing a wingsuit, and that's how most people do crazy crap like that. But
did they have wingsuits in 1995, Matt?
I'm sure someone did. If there's anybody, if there are any listeners that are into the extreme sports, let us know. I'd be interested to know whether wingsuits were even a thing in the 90s.
Go ahead. I'm gonna look it up. I'm finding it.
Okay, fair enough. Homer survives. He's a little loopy, but he is able to act like Krusty and do all the the generic clown things, a little bit of tumbling and whatnot. But then, they try to bring in the Krusty Burglar, which is obviously a homage to the Hamburglar, but Homer does not get the memo.
It's the Krusty Burglar!
Oh my God, he's stealing all the burgers! Why, you little... I got you!
Oh, Homer, it's all just an act.
Stop! He's already dead!
No! I'm dead!
Krusty the Clown, everybody.
Please look at my medical bracelet. Oh.
Poor Krusty Burglar. He just...
The poor Krusty Burglar. The Estonian dwarf.
He might have survived. That's true. That is the same voice.
It is the same guy. Yes, it is the same character. He's alive. He talks, so he's not actually dead, but that...
No, that little kid doesn't know what he's talking about, obviously.
That line is in the pantheon of... memorable Simpsons quotes. 1997 the first modern wingsuit.
Okay, so we weren't quite there yet. Getting close, though.
There was a notable attempt using a wingsuit in 1912. He tried to jump off the Eiffel Tower. Let me see. Hit the ground head first, opening a measurable hole in the frozen ground. Film of his attempt exists.
I can't imagine he survived that.
Probably not, but he did try.
It's true. Anyway, once the Homer is pulled off, we see him at his next gig as Krusty, which is Milhouse's birthday party. Homer has his own little Krusty mobile, which it looks like basically his car with a whole bunch of random hippie crap all over it.
It's not hippie crap, man. It's just flowers. It's clown. He makes it a clown car. That's what clown cars look like.
Sure,
they're happy.
Clown cars are much smaller. Anyway, Homer runs the car.
It's a Simpsons. It's a Homer clown car. Obviously, he can't get a smaller car. He just makes his own car and puts clown stuff on it. You know, flowers. You ever seen a clown?
Yeah. Fair enough. I try to avoid clowns when all possible.
What's on their clothes? Flowers.
They usually have the boutonnieres and
stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Homer runs his car into a tree or a rock, I can't remember.
It's a tree.
But it's a tree, yes. And he is supposed to be launched out, I think, before he hits it, but he is not. He basically hits the tree, a few seconds go by, and then he gets launched through the windshield. Which looks extremely painful. Homer goes through a lot of torture, essentially, in this episode.
Well, I think the clowns genuinely do get a lot of, like, it's a physical job. Like, clowning requires a lot of, like, kind of punishment.
Yes, slightly athletic pro wrestlers is who clowns are, with more makeup, most of the time.
Gymnasts, acrobats, kind of. I mean, they're both in the circus, they're just... clowns were comedy oriented.
Once you gain a little weight and start working out, then you can be a clown.
They have to take pratfalls, they have to fall, it's punishment. This is your PSA about respecting
what clowns do.
Yeah, respecting those poor clowns.
Send in the clowns. Anyway, Homer is, of course, exhausted after essentially spending the entire party being pelted by eggs and other things that children throw at him. Milhouse is, of course, bragging to Bart that he got his dad is a pretty big wheel down at the cracker factory, and that he got Krusty to be at his birthday party. And Bart just says, yeah, I think I can get him to show up at mine, too, which, of course, Bart knows that that's really Homer. So he realizes that it's not really that big a thing anymore. We then see Homer running to the Ace Awards, which I've never heard of before this episode. Have you ever heard of the Ace Awards?
Yeah, Ace Cable Awards.
Huh, okay.
I mean, it wasn't a big thing, but Cable Ace Awards, I think it's Cable Ace, actually. But you continue, man. I'm going to look this up as well. You go ahead.
Okay, I'm glad I got you. Where he presents is it Dick Cavett? Is that who he's with?
Dick Cavett, yes.
Okay, yes, that's the correct pronunciation, sorry. For the best new series on cable, which is apparently Old Starsky and Hutch.
That is a joke about how the Cable Ace Awards, and that they were never relevant, honestly. They were an award that was, they ended in 97, that's what I was looking up. They stopped existing in 1997. The Emmys basically, they did not recognize cable for a bit.
Like, that is incredibly stupid.
Emmy Award, well, frankly, there wasn't, like, a long time cable programming was, like, bad. Like, we think of, like, the context of, like, what HBO and Showtime and all those shows do. Like, they have the majority of the best shows, and they have for quite a while now. But back in the day, like, when we were little or before, like, cable television was for, like, second run movies and, like, you know,
reruns,
and Skinamax, you know, like softcore porn and stuff like that. It's not like, it was not anything like, there was no quality programming. Like, HBO started doing that in the mid 80s, you know, with like the Larry Sanders Show and all that, and like shows like that. And then the Emmys began like in 19.
They were like, hey, this Mr. Show thing is dead on. We should give it an award.
1988, Emmys started including.
So not even a decade.
So, well, 97, the Cable Ace Awards, they had been redundant for quite some time. So, The Simpsons talking about how they are irrelevant were correct because they didn't last much longer.
But the Emmys basically picked up, you know, what they were talking about when it got good enough to actually be recognized. So, there we go. So Homer and Dick Cavett give out the award to Old Starsky and Hutch. Apparently, the person to pick it up was the guy who played Huggy Bear, which I guess was a character on the show.
Huggy Bear? Robbie, you don't know what a Huggy Bear is?
I do not. No, I never saw Starsky and Hutch.
Yes, Huggy Bear is. You didn't even watch that bad movie. I mean, that movie. That remake?
I did not.
Ben Stiller and
shockingly. Owen Wilson,
yeah. Yeah, I think. I forget who. Yeah, Huggy Bear is a character. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Snoop Dogg played him, right?
Yeah, I thought it was Snoop. I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so we see how low Homer has stooped. He's you know, presenting on the Cable Ace Awards, and then when Dick Cavett tries to talk to him as he leaves, Homer essentially is incredibly rude to him. In for some reason, I did not bother to capture this. I don't know why, because it's really funny. Because Dick Cavett is just trying to be a really nice person, just very chatty, and Homer basically blows him off essentially. Because he is going to distract bulls at a rodeo, which
they were. Well, they both are. Dick Cavett wants to, but they were. I mean, they were kind of joking about the fact that Dick Cavett often told jokes, built stories about him and other famous people, you know, name dropping and stuff like that. Gotcha. So that's the kind of, like, Homer was not interested in that. I don't know. It's
shocking.
Dick, that whole thing is well before my time. I am not familiar. Like, I think I've seen clips of the Dick Cavett show, and that's about it.
Yeah, I didn't even heard the name when I saw this episode way back when. It's the only place I've ever heard his name since. So, anyway, when Homer leaves, he is in the car, basically reflecting on how incredibly difficult it is to be a clown.
Being a clown sucks. You get kicked by kids, bit by dogs, and admired by the elderly. Who am I clowning? I have no business being a clown. I'm leaving the clowning business to all the other clowns in the clowning business. Oh, no.
Well, 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 Velocity Boy. I'm gonna give you the biggest ticket you... Hey, Krusty!
I'm not Krusty.
Oh, to think I was gonna give you a ticket. Krusty the Clown.
I am not Krusty.
Hey, Krusty. You remember the time we got loaded and set those beavers loose in that pine furniture store? Ah, oh, memories. All right, you take it easy, Krusty.
Hey, he didn't give me a ticket. This is an intriguing development.
Indeed it is, because as we see there, Chief Wiggum didn't bother to give Homer a ticket because he thought it was Krusty. And I guess this is one of those instances where it's a good thing that there is only one Krusty per area, which it's kind of something we glossed over earlier at the Clown College, that they had to have one per area. So there's one from, where's Springfield? There's the rich Texan from Texas. There's another Texas guy who's obviously from Texas that says Brooklyn. What were some of the other places people said they were from?
There wasn't that many. There was only like four. Was basically just a joke so that they could have the Texas guy, the second Texas guy, obviously say Brooklyn. But yeah, Homer finally is catching on that. Maybe there's an upside to all this.
Yeah. Krusty gets a lot of great stuff. And I have a feeling that it would only work in Springfield because elsewhere in the world, I don't think people know Krusty as well. But in Springfield, he's kind of a big deal. So Homer realizes that he gets 5% off at the Quickie Mart because his consumption basically allowed Apu to survive his first shaky year. And then he also gives Homer Krusty's issue of Gigantic Asses. Because apparently that's a magazine. Homer also gets a swell bucket of house paint and gets skipped to the head of the restaurant line because he's Krusty. Marge is a little perturbed at this, but the family goes along with it because, you know, they're getting cool stuff too. We then cut to Krusty, who is watching the Harlem Globetrotters play the... is the Russian generals? Who are the generals?
Matt.
Where are they from?
Matt.
Sorry.
Washington Generals. You've never watched the Globetrotters?
I have never watched the Globetrotters.
Did you live in a cave when you were a child?
I was reading Star Wars books and, you know,
you haven't changed
the internet.
A bit. Yes, Washington Generals.
The Washington Generals.
It's a joke because the Harlem Globetrotters always beat the Washington Generals. The Washington Generals, it is like professional wrestling. It is a stage show. It is an excuse for the Globetrotters to get over and do fancy tricks that, you know, they're clowns in themselves, honestly. Like, it's a comedy show. Like, they're great at doing, like, basketball tricks, and like they're generally like either like ex-college players or like nowadays, like our generation, kind of as I was growing up, it was like the And-One mixtape and all those like street players. Like, that kind of is an extension of the Globetrotters kind of shtick, and like it is not necessarily about playing authentic basketball. It is about like,
oh, of course,
looking really cool and doing like crazy tricks. But it's like, it's just a show. It's fun. They throw buckets of shiny. It's not glitter, but you know, like shiny strings. What do you call those? Like on Christmas trees, tinsel.
Tinsel. Yes.
They throw buckets of tinsel at people. Like, climb up ladders. Like, Krusty even makes fun of it. But I explained the joke
anyway,
for you, Matt, just so you can get it.
I appreciate that. Apparently, the Harlem Globetrotters no longer play the Washington Generals.
Really? That's kind of sad.
I know. Apparently, let's see, the August 12th, 2015, they severed contractual relations with the Generals organization, and the Generals have ceased operation. So sad.
Now I'm upset.
Oh, sorry. But back to the episode. Krusty, of course, bets on the Generals because, in his words, he thought they were due. Because apparently he didn't know all that wonderful history that Robbie has just informed us all of.
Mm-hmm.
Fat Tony is actually there with him. When the Generals lose terribly, because, you know, that's what they do. They've only won three times, apparently. Only once against the Globetrotters, according to Wikipedia, anyway. Fat Tony wants his payment, but unfortunately Krusty does not have it. He says, oh, just take the Clown College. But unfortunately, they've already taken it.
I am afraid the time has come for you to pay us.
Look, I'm cleaned out. Just take the Clown College.
We have already taken it.
Kids have a lot of money these days. So after you finish your performance, you might consider robbing them.
That's the mafia work ethic right there.
I mean, why look? Why miss kind of a way you can make money? Makes
like, that's true. That's true. So once the Krusty finds out, they say, well, if you are going to kill me, go ahead and kill me. So they start shooting at him, and apparently he can dodge bullets because they miss. It'll be a running theme in this episode that the Mafia guys always seem to miss. But he has to use the bathroom, and we get to hear the wonderful noises of him going out the window, hopping in the car, and peeling off, which apparently the Mafia guys don't get to hear that because they don't notice it. And with that, we fade to a commercial.
When we come back, we're all a part of this, right, Matt?
We are, indeed.
They are hunting Krusty. Fat Tony is about to do a total world search for Krusty when they drive past Homer trying to get a good deal on a car at a car lot, and they. He calls off the total world search. Not necessary anymore. We found him. As Homer's bargaining for this car, we get a shady car dealer, which I don't think we ever see again. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
No, he just it sounds like a Hank Azaria guy. There's gunshots and bullet holes just randomly appearing in the hood of a car. The salesman immediately spins it as speed holes. Which is one of my favorite references. The very few times that I've ever been on a car lot, I make the speed holes joke, and no one understands what the hell I'm talking about. But
that's the best joke, Robbie.
I generally like it when people laugh at things. Eventually, the gangsters run out of ammo, and they need to go to Big Five, which is a sporting goods store that is mainly on the West Coast. I mean, it was meant as a joke, but they actually do sell ammo. Like, I think
apparently only in packs of three.
Well, yeah, of course. We cut to Krusty getting plastic surgery to, I guess, hide his identity. And this is, it seems like probably a reference to Batman as well.
It's definitely a Batman reference.
Okay, or it could be like that. There's that one Twilight Zone episode where the pretty lady is getting. Has the bandages on. You know what I'm talking about?
I have not seen that episode.
That's like the most famous one. Or one of them.
I'm pretty sure the most famous one is William Shatner with a gremlin on the wing.
I always think of the go-to one is to serve man, which The Simpsons have also parodied. But the Krusty looks nearly identical, although the plastic surgeon swears that he has taken 10 years off his face. But he has also given him breast implants?
Well, of course. I mean, he's never looked better.
Krusty's not complaining about them, but when Krusty reappears later in the episode, he does not have breast implants. So they have they've been mysteriously vanished. Homer is at home giving his own car speed holes. And then Flanders walked by.
What you diddly doing, neighbor?
I'm putting speed holes in my car. Makes it go faster.
Is that so? Well, gee, maybe the old Flanders mobile could use... Wow, lucky I always keep a Bible close to my heart, huh? Oh, lucky I was wearing an extra large piece of the true cross today. I think I'll go inside.
What keeps doing that?
I think Flanders was out of religious memorabilia to save him.
And Homer is not too smart.
No.
He's particularly dumb in this episode. Like Matt has already mentioned, they only have three bullets, apparently. If I was gonna restock on bullets, I'd get probably as much as I can afford and not just
especially if you're in the Mafia, and I feel like, you know, some are very expensive. For example, I believe the rather large, I think it's 50 caliber bullets for the, you know, the big handguns are about $1 a piece, but
they're more than,
you know,
that,
yeah, you're right, they're probably up to like $3 or $4 by now. I feel like they're probably using 9mm, maybe 45s. Those are fairly cheap.
It's a rifle.
Rifle?
That's a rifle. Okay. That's not a handgun.
An American rifle. It's probably a 302 round then, I would imagine.
I'm not a...
Something along those lines. Or 308, 308. That's usually the deer hunter caliber.
I was probably guess the 308. I knew somebody who was, let's see, I'm looking at the price of, 50 caliber. $3 a round. There you go.
$3, okay.
$3 a round for a 50 cal. And that's very few. There's only one. I know the Desert Eagle. That's the one everyone knows of, the handgun. I think usually 50 cals are rifles, honestly, because that a 50 caliber handgun is honestly not very practical. Recoil is never significant. Well, I don't. This is not Karch family. We don't need to talk about guns that much.
Yet.
Homer just gets, and they just eventually run up to Homer and knock him out and throw him in the back of the car. He is trying to explain to them that he is not Krusty, and but every alias he gives turns out to be a bad choice.
You can't kill me for being Krusty. I'm not him. I'm Homer Simpson.
The same Homer Simpson who crashed his car through the wall of our club?
Actually, my name is Barney. Yeah, Barney Gumble.
The same Barney Gumble who keeps taking pictures of my sister?
Actually, my real name is, think, Krusty, think. Joe Valachi.
The same Joe Valachi who squealed to the Senate Committee about organized crime?
Benedict Arnold.
The same Benedict Arnold who plotted to surrender West Point to the hated British?
Benedict Arnold.
You know, he kind of gets a bad rap, Benedict Arnold, but yeah, that was probably not the the best choice of person to go for.
No, probably
and
not.
Apparently Barney's taking pictures of people's sisters.
Well, that's alleged. We don't... Do you trust these mafia guys? Who knows what actually happened? But we meet... This is the first time we meet Don Vittorio DiMaggio, right?
Indeed it is.
Yeah, who is apparently the Don of the Springfield Mafia. And he has come to collect from Krusty personally, or at least, I guess, witness Krusty's death. Who knows? he loves Krusty, though, and he can't. He's about to pull the trigger on, I say Krusty, but it's actually Homer. He can't. He just loves him too much. He can't. So he'll give him a shot. He said, if you can, he loves the loop-the-loop trick, and if Homer, a.k.a. Krusty, can pull it off, he will let him live. If he cannot, he will kill him. So we see Homer just about, he tries to do the trick, right, and fails miserably.
Because that's how Homer rolls.
Yeah, Homer, he hasn't been successful yet. Why would he be now under this, like, extreme stress? And Krusty himself shows up, and then we get the, I'm seeing double for Krusty's line, and they are trying. Krusty is trying to outsmart them, and he tries to try and trick them into thinking we don't know which Krusty is real Krusty. They quickly realize that which it doesn't matter. And Don Vittorio says, "Okay, new rules. I'll let you go if you both do the trick together." And so I think intelligently they give Krusty control of the bike.
Yeah, they just put Homer on his back. That's probably the best choice.
Yeah, and they get going. They missed the loop the first time through, and again, I can't pull a clip of this because it's just a bunch of sound effects, but they go down the bar, they hit the crystal glasses, Homer hits it on his head and makes a little song, they knock down the little bar flip thing, I don't know what you call that part, you know, the thing that
the little
latched,
oh, what do you call that thing,
the latched bar,
the hinged bar that keeps you out from behind the bar, that the bartender puts up, goes behind the bar, puts it back down to behind him, keep you, you know, slobbery drunks away from them.
That's, I think that, I don't think everyone at a bar is a slobbery drunk, Matt.
Well,
I go to bars occasionally. I've never once slobbered.
Fair enough.
I have been drunk, but I don't slobber when I do that. And then they spin around on a bar stool and then go up the loop backwards. And then Homer ends up, and they dismount, and Homer swallows the bicycle and rings the bell, and ta-da, they do it. And everyone applauds. Don Vittorio's like, okay. Krusty tries to get off saying he doesn't have to pay anymore, but Don Vittorio's like, no, you still have to pay. I'm just not going to kill you right now. And so Krusty pays him the money he owes him, $48.
That's a heck of a debt.
Yes. You know, I always risk life and limb over $48.
That's true. And then Krusty just has it on him. Like, he asked for bus fare. He could have asked for, like, $50 and easily paid the debt. But
he gives
him
a $50 bill, and he gets change. Don Vittorio gives him a $2 change. And that's the end of the episode. That's how the episode ends. It's just, there you go. Boom. It's strange. It's a strange episode. It's a weird one.
It's a weird one, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
There are a couple of times. There's a little bit of suspense to get your heart, palpitating.
There is. It's not the same thing I felt when I watched the Sideshow Bob episode. You know, I don't get that same level of suspense or even Bart of Darkness. Mm-hmm. When Flanders, you know, the Flanders murder mystery thing.
Yes.
Like, even that, I felt a little bit more suspenseful than this. There is some suspense in it, but it's mostly just like, hey, it's funny, and there's like Krusty stuff and Homer stuff. It's kind of like a Krusty Homer weird. I don't know. It's hard to describe. There's not like it's. I can't. We'll rank it at the end of the show and try and figure it out. I'm not sure what to do with it.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, we do have a couple submissions for my favorite episode. Matt.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, a couple. First, let's see. This is from Nick. My favorite episode is Homie the Clown. Everything from Homer riding the tiny bike with Krusty on his back to Homer losing his pants. Remember to burn that bike. The Homer daydreams of his family as clowns. And then from Chris. Greetings, gents. In my opinion, Homie the Clown is one of the best Simpsons episodes ever because it is so endlessly quotable, from Homer's joy at New Billboard Day to his declaration that family has stood in his way long enough and will enroll in clown college. It's always funny. I'm seeing double. Four Krustys. This episode never fails to entertain me every time. If I had a nickel for every time my friends and I've shouted, stop, stop, he's already dead at wrestling events, I have so many nickels. I look forward to seeing where you rank this episode on your list. I'd be shocked if it's below. Well, I won't throw out any numbers. I don't want to sway your rankings. Thanks for the podcast. Keeps up the great work. Thank you very much, Chris. Don't worry. Regardless of, I assume you put it at number one. So regardless, you won't sway our rankings. We'll be brutal and merciless as we always are.
That's true. We savage even the best episodes with our harsh commentary.
Not really. I think honestly, of all the things online, we're actually generally pretty nice. But our next segment, Matt, is time for comments from the news group.
Okay, here we are. Alt.nerd.obsessive.
Comments from the news group is where I will comb through the old alt.tv.simpsons news groups archived on Google Groups and see what people are talking about on the old internet back in the day, right when the episode came out. Let's see. First, general reviews are very up and down. Some people love it, some people hate it. Seems to be the way of things. I don't understand it, but I
people on the internet are weird. I mean, the internet is where you go to hate something or love something.
That is fairly true. You're not going to post something unless you have strong opinions on it. But most people were like, yeah, it's great. It's funny. It's really funny. And they're like, oh, it's so terrible. It's almost as bad as Bart's Comet. Man, you're trying my patience there. Old,
you know, yeah, right.
Internet man from 30 years ago.
Go back in time and punch you.
It's internet. It has only gotten worse. But I did pull a funny thing. That just a kind of an example of Matt, what were you going to say? I had put this on the notes and you were going to say something and then I stopped you because we wanted to save it for.
I was basically going to say, obviously, spell check didn't exist on the news groups back then because my word. There are so many horrifically misspelled words. Like, if you can see our notes, it's just almost all underlined in red swiggles, the entire thing.
Bureaucracy? This guy probably types it up in like 6 seconds and didn't like even bother checking.
Probably.
But it's,
yeah, he skipped his Mavis Beacon lessons. That
he probably true. Or he wasn't playing I remember Mavis Beacon, the typing game where like there's food on a conveyor belt at the grocery store, or items even, and you had to type in the description before they got to the cashier.
I remember.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yep. But he is just talking about how Springfield is really based on Fayetteville, North Carolina. And he makes lots of comparisons. Let's say he says, Quickie Mart is really Quick Stop. Fort Springfield is really Fort Bragg. The cookery is identical to the cookery located just across the river from Wilmington. Multiculture of Springfield is similar to Fayetteville. Statue in Springfield is similar to statue in Fayetteville. Stupidity of the Fayetteville city government is similar to Springfield. The stinking sewer plant in Springfield, similar to used to be stinking sewer plant in Fayetteville. Nuclear plant looks very similar to city power plant, etc., etc. I just pulled this because this guy in the internet, it kind of illustrates how that's what Springfield's supposed to be. Like, it is obviously it is a town that is everybody's town. Like, that's why it is named Springfield, because there's a Springfield in almost every state, because there's a dumpy convenience store in every single town. There's, before the military shut down a lot of forts and military bases, there was one nearly in, you know, close to your town probably.
Yeah,
there's always like, hey, there's, you know, an Indian guy who works at the convenience store, an Italian guy who runs a restaurant. Like, that's the idea. Springfield's supposed to represent, like, an average town.
Everybody's town.
Yeah, it's supposed to be anyone. It could be anywhere. It's the whole... I just like it that this guy is just like, nope, it's... I figured it out. They is Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've got it. I cracked the case.
Yep.
You know, after, like, I read all those reviews that are, like, so negative and so angry, just reading this guy who's so convinced. I am convinced. That's how he ends this. Well, I am convinced. His name was Kevin. I don't know. We can move on to our next segment. It's time for the listener question of the week.
Let's try one more number.
Yellow?
KBBL's gonna give me something stupid.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Yellow?
The listener question of the week this week is, what is your favorite scientific moment? What could I mean by that? Who knows? Could be anything.
Anything you want.
I mean, not anything, but, you know, I like it. We got a lot of, you know, different kind of answers, which is why I like to leave the questions open-ended occasionally like that. Let's see. We have first from Joey RZ, at Joey RZ. Has to be Lisa the Skeptic with the Angel Fossil. Prepare for the end. The end of high prices. Mitch at Mitch Doyle 13. It's the Curies. We must flee. Ian or Eoin Davis. I don't. Ian Davis one. I think that's a Irish, Scottish. One of those two. And I probably do. I'm dumb. His answer. Future drama. Lisa, is that robot breakdancing? Bart. No, he just activated his self-destruct sequence. Nicolino at the Nicolino. It only transports matter, huh? That's good. Mr. Callius at Mr. Callius. All right, according to the gas chromatograph. Okay.
Chromatograph. All right,
gas chromatograph. It says chromatograph. What, Matt? Say it.
Chromatograph.
That's what I said. Gas chromatograph.
Yeah,
the secret ingredient is love. Who's been screwing with this thing? let's see. Kevin in the monkey suit when Flanders is confronted with what science thinks of his beliefs. Then the chopper. Todd. Daddy, was mommy a monkey? I can't remember. Ned. No. No one was ever a monkey. Everything is, it was, and always will be. God put us here, and that's that. Michael from She of Little Faith with building the model rocket. Milhouse. Gee, Mr. Simpson, I didn't realize we're so into science. Homer. Science? He didn't said science. He said pie pants. Pie pants. And also from the, episode, the word unblow-upable is thrown around a lot these days, but I can confidently say that this rocket is, and the rocket blows up. Chris's answer, Homer's kitchen chemistry and Homer the Smithers, his trial and error in preparing Mr. Burns' breakfast, combined with his perfectly astute but confounded reactions, cracks me up. When it culminates in this absurdist moment of a bowl of cereal bursting into flames, it's gold. It's good. Nick, when Bart can't help Homer mow the lawn because he's too busy working on his science experiment. 1 o'clock. Still just a potato.
Just a potato.
Still just a potato. Holly's answer, although I love Trials of Horrors, Fly vs. Fly, Homer, it only transports matter. Well, I'll give you 35 cents. Favorite has to be from Bart the Genius when the teacher is doing calculus on the board and the answer to the question she's working on is R squared RDR or RDRR, RDRR. In a second year calculus class, the teacher worked through a problem and the answer was R squared DR and the prof could not figure out why we're all laughing. RDRR. Finally from Upcar. Lisa, in this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics. Now, what's your answer?
I was actually surprised no one picked this. It's actually a split from Lisa the Skeptic. One is when Mo says, science, what has science ever done for us? TV off. Which was really funny in the 90s because we didn't have that. Nowadays, that can happen. You can voice control your phone and some TVs, I'm sure. And then later in the episode, when they have, or actually very shortly after that, when they started rioting, when the robot's going, why was I programmed to feel pain?
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
Good answers.
Yep. How about you?
I'm torn. I'm going to go with Upcar. Lisa, in this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics. I think that is, of all this, like, there's a lot, like, I really want to go to, like, there's, like, multiple Trials of Horrors that have, like, crazy science things happen, and I kind of want to go with those, but I'm going to stay canonical, regular Simpsons. That's great. Next week's question, what is your favorite Krusty moment? Gotta think about it. It's tough.
That's gonna be so hard.
It's tough. But let's see. I'll post this on all our social media, facebook.com/TheSimpsonsShowPod, Twitter @SimpsonsShowPod, and emails @SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. Any of those places, reach out to us. I do wanna put a disclaimer out here right now. If you just post a link to a Freakyak GIF and or image, I probably won't pick it because that doesn't work in our Google Doc. I need like text. I mean, I think they're great. I love Freakyak and I love all the answers, but I can't just put pictures in here. It'll make it look bad. I can't follow it. Just putting it out there, guys. I love the Freakyak. It's a great thing. I dare say it, one of the best inventions that humanity has ever come up with, but it doesn't fit succinctly into a Google Doc. When we just need embeddable Freakyak. Matt, get to work.
Hmm.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
Oh, no. It is time for our next segment, Matt. It is time for the No Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The No Google Trivia Challenge, where Matt and I will each challenge each other with three trivia questions. One easy, one medium, one hard. Let's try and stump the other. This season, season six. That's right, season six. We have a wager. The host that doesn't win has to mow the other's lawn in their wife's Sunday best. I'm not going to be in this country when we finish this, Matt. I can do the math. I'm not going to be here. We'll figure it out. We'll find a solution. But Matt is handily beating me at this point. He's winning by 8 points. It's going to take a multi-week effort of me and him choking for me to even, like, come close. Like, the ideally, obviously, is us to tie, because then we can both be humiliated. But, for that to happen, it require a gigantic effort on my part. Like, and Matt to do really badly. And I just don't... You guys don't get it. Matt's brain isn't like normal people's.
That's true. I can never remember what happened to me more than 2 days ago. But when it comes to Simpsons stuff, well...
See? This week's trivia theme is appropriate for this episode. It is the Springfield Mafia. From Neil at After Thief. Thank you, Neil, for this theme. I will start us off, Matt. Are you ready for an easy question?
I hope so.
We'll see. We'll see. I never know with you. Sometimes I ask you easy questions. It's like, I don't get it. I don't know. When is the first appearance of Fat Tony?
Oh, how is that easy?
Matt, it's really easy.
Bart the Murderer?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
What? Yes.
Sorry, that was the obvious one.
Yes,
so,
of course. It's the obvious answer. Yes, you're correct.
All right. Are you ready for your easy question?
I suppose.
All right. Who are Fat Tony's right and left-hand men?
That's an easy question.
The double L's.
It is Louie and Legs?
Yeah, you are correct. See, you knew that.
Just because I know it doesn't make it... See, that's part of my... I'm going to have to rewrite my hard question. Mm. I'm going to make my hard question harder. I don't like you. Okay, your medium question, Matt. You ready?
Ready.
I don't feel so bad about my medium question. What is Fat Tony's real name?
His first name is Marion. Do you also want his last name?
I want his full name.
Let's see. We've had a disagreement about this before.
We have.
I believe. His last name. In one episode, they call him Fat Tony D'Amico. I think it's Anthony Marion D'Amico, I believe, is the canonical name. What are you mean about?
It's not technically correct.
Really? Why is that?
Because you reversed it. It's Marion Anthony D'Amico.
Anthony, fat. Yeah.
I'll give you a point.
Man, you're getting real stingy when you're that far behind. But okay,
I give you 2 out of 3 points on your expert question, on your hard question last week. I don't want to
hear
it.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, give me a medium question.
All right, sir. Your medium question. This one's fairly easy. What item do Krusty and Homer steal from the mob in Insane Clown Poppy?
Oh, I even crossed over that episode while I was trying to look for questions. They steal. What do they steal? I can't remember. I don't remember.
Well, I'll give you a quick hint. It's for Sophie, his daughter.
Yeah, I know that, Matt. I know that.
Oh, okay.
Of course, because why is she in the episode? A violin.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. I got to give you 1 point out of 2 because, in addition, they also accidentally steal $5,000 small bills non-sequential that come in the violin case. So you got most of it, though.
Oh, no, Matt's angry.
Nope, Matt's headphones fell off.
Okay, your hard question, Matt.
Oh, God.
It's not that hard. I feel like I should make it. I'm going to make it harder.
Oh, no.
I'm making it a little harder because I kind of tipped off some knowledge already with one of my questions. Name 6 members of the Springfield Mafia, excluding Fat Tony.
Okay, there's Legs, Louie, Johnny Tightlips, Frankie the Squealer, Don DiMaggio Vittorio. Oh, that's 5, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so I need one more. Who else is part of the Mafia?
Should have made it 7.
I can't think of a 6th, so I can't think of anybody else that's in the Mafia. Come on, there's got to be somebody else. It's part of the mafia. Are you including, like, side characters that have only been in one episode?
If they have been named in an episode as a member of the Springfield Mafia.
Okay. Oh, man.
I'm not counting, like, people who look like Sopranos guys who just show up in the background. They've all talked.
No. Well, there's one guy who was referred to as the Godfather, but that was it.
I'm not counting him.
Not counting him? Okay. Who else would have been part of the mafia? Oh, man, I know this. All right, I don't know this. I only got the five.
There's Joey, who is in Barth Murder.
Joey?
Remember Joey?
No.
I think he's the dude who's also teaching at the Clown College in this episode as well.
Oh, I have never known that was his name.
Yeah, he talks about Manhattans and stuff, I think, when Bart is
right.
The bartender. There's also Jimmy the Snitch. I would have accepted Jimmy the Snitch. And this is a technicality, but I would have accepted it. Fit, Tony.
All right. Fair enough.
Give me a hard question.
Hold on, I'm looking up Jimmy the Snitch.
Matt, why can't you just accept the fact that I'm correct? Why are you always trying to get over a technicality?
Because I didn't remember him. I just wanted to...
Oh, so if you forget something that technically is impossible, that is what you're trying to say.
No, I'm just saying I don't remember that, and I wanted to look it up real quick now that I have. All right,
you can just ask me. Question. You can just ask me, Matt.
All right, fair enough. Okay, your final question is, what is the Mafia's website?
God, I don't know. Mafia.net.
Oh, come on. It's from Insane Clown Poppy.
Matt, I have seen the episode literally twice. Maybe twice. The only reason I got the violin thing is because I was looking over it today for this purpose. SpringfieldMafia.org. I don't know. I can't. I don't know. No idea. No clue.
All right. It is crime.org.
Crime.org. Yeah, obviously. Yes. How could I have known? I should have known that. I should have complete knowledge of every episode that's ever existed. Mm-hmm. You didn't even give me a Fit Tony question. I swear you're going to give me a Fit Tony question. You didn't.
I almost did. That was like my second choice for the hard question.
Okay. So we both have 2 points for this one. Great job. Yeah, we're still the same. Yeah. I can't tie. I need to beat you by like a point, like over the next rest of the way to even have a chance. It's just not happening. I just can't do it, guys. I'm just not good enough.
Just not good. Robbie, you're totally good enough.
No, I'm not.
Just got to believe in yourself.
Belief is overrated. Where are we? What am I talking about? Okay. So if you have a theme. Oh, wait. No. I have a bonus question. Forgot. I had a bonus question ready. Ready for this, Matt? This is from Joey. It is a list.
Okay.
Another list question.
Of course.
I love them. Appreciate them.
I know.
They're the best. In One Fish, Two Fish, Blowfish, Bluefish, on the Dumb Things I Gotta Do Today stationery, Homer makes a list of the things he wants to do before he dies. There are 14 of them. How many can you name?
Like 3. All right. He wants to say goodbye to Grandpa. He wants to have one last beer with the guys. He needs to be intimate with Marge.
That's 3. There you go.
14 things, my God.
That's kind of a low... That's actually not a lot of things, considering it's your last day on Earth.
I know, it's true. And he wants to tell off Mr. Burns, because he does.
There you go, 4 things. There you go.
I can't remember any of the others.
Oh, come on, Matt. They tell them themselves. This guy uses common sense.
I know, but
come on, you can do this. You can get at least a few more.
I honestly have no clue.
Okay, 1, make list.
Oh, of course.
Crossed off. 2, eat a hearty breakfast. 3, make videotape for Maggie. There's one. He has a thing for each kid. Have man-to-man with Bart. Listen to Lisa play her sax. Make funeral arrangements. Make peace with Dad. Beer with boys at the bar. Tell off his boss. Go hang gliding. Plant a tree. A final dinner with my beloved family. Be intimate with Marge. I believe he spells intimate incorrectly. And watch the sunrise. 14 things.
That's quite the list.
It's not a bad list, honestly, for your last day on Earth. It's mostly family stuff. But if you have a theme and or questions you'd like me to hit embarrass Matt with, you can send them in to our email or any of our social media. Any of those places are acceptable. We move on to our final segment, Matt. It is time for Best Episode Ever.
Best Episode Ever.
Best Episode Ever is the part show, Matt. And I will rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of everything for every or best for what am I? I lost track, Matt. I was saying things fast.
I don't remember where.
For every
episode. I tune you out when you say the boilerplate.
Okay. Oh, good. Best episode. This is the part of the show. Okay. I can do this. It's part of the show where Matt and I will rank the episodes categories. We watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of every episode ever and how good they are. See, I got it. There you go. Matt, where does this one go?
It's hard.
You know what? This is the episode that comes to mind for me when I was looking at our list.
Okay.
Bart gets an elephant.
Really? Why is that?
They're both kind of like zany, weird, absurd comedy episodes. You know?
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, like it's not like they are like they do episodes like this is an episode that would never be done on a normal sitcom. And
well, of course not. Yeah.
And not even like weird comedies. They wouldn't do an entire episode where the main character goes and becomes a clown or gets a pet elephant. That's an immediate comparison that popped into my mind of like a place to start at least. You know, it doesn't have to be the ending point. It just you can easily compare it to the episode because they're not neither like they're as much as they. I mean, Bart does kind of get attached to Stampy. There's no real heart in Bart Gets an Elephant.
No, then like you said, that's a great comparison for this episode because there's not a lot of heart in it at all. It's just jokes.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, zany idea with a lot of like really tight writing and physical. There's a lot of physical comedy as well as there is in Bart Gets an Elephant too. Is it better than Bart Gets an Elephant, Matt?
I think so.
You think it's better than Bart Gets an Elephant?
I think there are enough jokes and, you know, somewhat obscure references and everything that make it. The episode has a very clear arc. It's one single story. There's no B plot. It's very clear. It's, you know, the visuals do really well. The sound is done very well. And honestly, it's always being funny. I don't think there was more than a minute in this episode I went without laughing.
Okay. I'm going to jump way ahead. Okay. To another episode I think is comparable. Actually, I don't know. It's probably not comparable, honestly. But, okay, a Krusty episode. Krusty Gets Canceled is 20.
I don't think this is as good as Krusty Gets Canceled.
Okay. How about I Love Lisa, number 26?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would have to say I Love Lisa is better, just because that episode has a lot of heart, and it includes a character we don't see a lot of, which is Ralph, who is just, you know, a lot of fun in that episode, and that episode managed to be extremely funny, but actually manages to pack in the heart and just like it's just really like 2 or 3 minutes of the episode where you know you feel something rather than just laughing. So I think I Love Lisa is slightly better.
Okay, Homer the Vigilante is number 31.
I think it's also definitely a closer comparison.
I think that is also good. I think I would put this episode just above Homer the Vigilante. I would make it number 31. Lisa the Greek is number 30.
No.
Oh, okay. I'll pull out the knives when I start mentioning Lisa. I think Lisa the Greek's better episode overall.
Definitely.
Okay, so you're better than Homer the Vigilante?
Definitely better than Homer the Vigilante. Not as good as Lisa the Greek.
Okay, then that is number 31 for Homie the Clown. Right below Lisa the Greek. Right above Homer the Vigilante. There we go. Homie, we got Homie the Clown, Homer the Vigilante, and Homer at the Bat all in a row there. Strange how that always... Well, when half the episodes in The Simpsons have Homer in the title, it is bound. It is bound to happen. Number one on our list is still Cape Fear. Holding strong, but I don't think it's going to last there forever.
No, I mean, we're getting into the really good seasons now. 6, 7, 8, that's going to be, you know, probably the top, you know, 2/3 of our list by the end of season 8, if not more.
We'll see. Last place is Homer's Odyssey. You won't stay there either. I know there's episodes worse than it. I can think of several off the top of my head.
And you still won't tell me what they are.
Matt, it's suspense. We gotta have like long-term things. Like you gotta, you know, I'm not necessarily like, you know, after we get through the classic years, you know, we're gonna have, especially right after the classic years, those seasons are not
that is true,
not very good, and we gotta have something to, like get us through it, and that suspense might be just enough. It's just, you know, is it gonna be like we gotta like it could be exciting to look for the best episode, it could also be exciting to look for the worst. What is our next episode, Matt? Oh, we lost him. Matt, you're back.
Hey, you're back. I never lost anything.
I was just talking, and then you disappeared.
Yeah, my internet never left. Skype just decided to take a dump on us, I guess.
Okay, where was I? Oh, I know where we were. Matt, what's our next episode?
Ooh, let me check my super special list. Let's see. Our next episode is Bart versus Australia. We're finally here. It's finally going to happen.
Finally?
Yeah.
Is that special for you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And Matt, that list is on the internet. It's not that special.
What list?
Oh,
my super special list? Yes.
It's not, I hate to break it to you, especially on this, you know, this
but,
thing. That
but I thought I was special and Wikipedia only worked for me.
Yeah, no, you're right, Matt. I don't know. What's a Wikipedia?
Uh-huh.
You can find this list on our website. It's thesimpsonsshow.com. Has this list broken down by season with Cheers and Horror segments broken out and overall, so you guys can see all the places that we made mistakes with the list of the best episodes ever. Also links to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our RSS feed. Obviously new episodes are there. And a link to our Patreon. If you want to help us out, throw a couple bucks our way. We remain ad-free because of that. Before we go, you can find me on Twitter at MixMasterCereal. That's MixMasterCereal. Please check out my comic book podcast, Handsome Boys Comics Hour, handsomeboyscomicshour.com, on iTunes, etc. It's been quite a week of comics. I'm going to talk a lot about Matt does not participate in social media unless you're a certain level of Patreon subscriber. You will not find him.
That is true. I've decided in an effort to get more rest, I will spend this weekend dead. That's the only way I can, get a little peace and quiet and hopefully be resurrected on Monday to go, or actually Tuesday to go into work. If you need to talk to me, just consult your nearest medium and give them the message. I'm sure they'll pass it on.
Medium.com?
No. You're near psychic medium.
Medium.com's a psychic now?
No. Robbie doesn't understand the parapsychological phenomenon, so just, we'll give him a credit.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And keep watching The Simpsons.